So there must have been other people, though, that spoke the same language, right?
Not up here.
Oh, really? Eh?
No, not up here, no.
Oh, wow.
I only had her cousin here with us when we arrived. We brought her with us from work.
We never was quite close together either.
No, probably with us. Well, anyway, no, but one of her cousins, he lived with us for a while, mm-hmm. you know.
But he can't speak English either.
But, no, language had a problem. There's no two ways about it, you know. So.
Right. Getting back to homes, did most people rent or own their own homes?
Those days?
Yeah.
90% rent.
Okay. From the company?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Aliza Lake, I don't know how they build it. I don't know how they build the houses up there in Aliza Lake. I have no clue because no sawmill is Aliza Lake. But was a sawmill at Trex, we call it a Trex. I don't know if you ever heard about it or not.
No.
Okay, that's between Aliza Lake and Upper Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a sawmill there.
Okay.
Right at the mills, lakeside. You ever drove there?
Mm-hmm.
You see that lake,
mm-hmm.
as you're going to call it, what I said in English for it? Anyway, but there's a mill, used to be a mill in there, I can't say the words of it right now. But it was between Aliza Lake and Upper Fraser anyway, and I know that for a fact, eh? No, that's,
mm.
don't mention that, that's way out down.
Mm.
It was a mill in there, and the houses, Aliza Lake, I don't know how they got involved there. You know, I don't know if there was a kind of camp set up in there as a, but store was a, because, you know, as the railroad involved, there is a stop station.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will try to stay where it's close by so they can grab the train to go by, eh?
Right.
So I think that's how they kind of created places, you know, like
mm-hmm.
to stay close to the railroad and close to stations, like, so they give their service on the train instead of, you know, walk a mile or whatever the case will be, eh?
Yeah. So was there adequate housing? Like if somebody new wanted to move in, were there houses available?
Well,
the
we didn't have any problem ourselves. When we moved into Aliza Lake, when we come up here, the roadmaster, we call him, he phoned the foreman, and he asked me if there's any houses around there. And, well, you know, like I said, you know me, I know her, like, you know. So, and I asked her if there's any houses empty. So there was a duplex,
mm-hmm.
you know, side-by-side house, I call them then anyways, but. So, and it was empty, so the fella rented to us. But, you know, just a piece of wood frame, that's about all of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big house. Four
yeah.
rooms, and we got nothing to put in it.
So, that's about it up there, anyway.
Well, it's a little bit off topic, but I'm just curious. How did you travel from Malta to Prince George?
Boat?
No. We were traveling from Malta to Halifax by boat.
Okay.
Then, of course, from Halifax to here by train.
To Prince George?
To Prince George.
Right to Prince George.
Right to Prince George.
Okay.
2 weeks in on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And from Halifax to here by train.
4 days. 4 days, 3 nights.
And also we got lost once.
And that was in around
1953. Yeah, 1953. Hmm. There was no planes those days flying around. Hmm. And that's about the size of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess there would have been good things and bad things about living in these smaller, isolated communities. Can you think of some of the good things?
Well, you know, I think we both can speak that when, I think we had a better life than we have in here at the time. I don't know, because we was young, you know. Like I said, or
everybody was friendly more.
I'll say myself, I mean,
help one other.
Mm-hmm.
Come the weekend, you know, I go cut my firewood, you know, and split it or whatever you want to do about it, and it's over with. Like, visit our neighbor, have a coffee or tea together, play a couple of crib game, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of it. Up here, since we have no time for anything anymore, you know.
Well, these days is everybody more busy and more things to do and more places to go too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But those days is no place to go. What else are you going to do except visit the neighbors?
So what would be some of the downsides to living out there?
Right now?
Then, some of the negative aspects.
Again, we're going to go back to the same story again. It's nothing to... If you haven't got a job, there's no place for you there.
Right.
You have to... You live with your job. You know what I mean? Hey, because, like I said, there's no transportation. I cannot leave my family here and my traveling back and forth like they can do it now.
Mm-hmm.
But then you cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be there. You're locked in there.
Right.
You know, for the period of time. And if your foreman, the boss, tell you we're going to work Saturday, you either get contact with your family or you're not going to see them for another week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're locked in there. You're going to work it or you're going to lose the money and go home. One of the two.
Was there a separation between rich and poor, or maybe along lines of race or ethnicity?
No, not up there, no.
Not the the time,
no,
I didn't think so.
No, I think people up there was a pretty well level up in there, you know. Mm-hmm. I work for you, you know, you are better man than I am, of course, you know. You got the contract, you know, bush work or whatever. Can I come up ask you for a job? Well, yes, I guess you are better than I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's about the size of it, of course, you know.
Did the town have any community get-togethers, or maybe did the town sawmill organize those sorts of things?
Well, we didn't have much to do with those sites. There is a big problem we said about Upper Fraser, because I believe Upper Fraser did have that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a dance hall, you know, and they have a meeting halls, I think, whatever. But I never had nothing to do with that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But always, also, it was a Christmas party for the kids.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have much to do with the campsite. Like I said, I work on a railroad, you know, and what I learned is what I seen and what I talk to. You know, like I talk to you, for example, oh, yeah, we do this, we do that, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is fine, but we don't do that. I mean, unless I join you.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's not in what I left, you know, that happened, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Those days a party, like we get maybe 2-3 family together, have coffee together, and
or maybe a
visit.
Different party, we never. We don't have Japan, no doubt about that.
So, did women work outside the home?
Not up there. Well, a couple of people in the store at Crescent Spur.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
a couple of ladies.
And somebody janitor clean the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like a family helper, you know, I call it, eh? Like when it was Crescent Spur, that was the store, well, it was the storekeeper and his wife running the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a helper, you know, so. But that's the only lady you see working up there, like I said.
It was
the
school.
Yeah, the janitor work, and there are bullcook in the bunkhouse, you know, and so on like that. But
so there would have been a lot of single men in the communities
in
general.
Well, yes. The question is, those places, they have we call it a bunkhouse,
mm-hmm.
and that's all for bachelors, put it this way, you know. So, and every place, they have a bunkhouse, because like I said, you're surrounded, you got no place to have a family. Even if you have a family, you can have it with you there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no school, number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
No store. You know, like some places, The food come by train, and then you use it, you know, keep it in the open area, no ice houses,
mm-hmm.
or unless you've got the ice house or, you know, fridge or whatever, there's no power. You know, so.
Were there any single parent community, or families, single parent families?
No, in those days, nothing
no.
there.
I don't think I can recall any myself, no.
Would there have been any groups for women?
No,
no.
Nothing at all.
Nothing like that. So where would the men get together in the community?
Working, go visit.
No. Depend where you're located. You know what I mean? What I mean by that, like Crescent Spur, they never had such things.
Right.
You know, they don't get together. Unless, you know, like she said, two families get together and say, well, okay, let's go, you know, to make buy a gallon of wine or two cases of beer, and then we're going to have a party this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and either they end in a new house or in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the end of it right there.
In Willow River, though?
Willow River, we used to use the school for that.
Oh.
You know, the school board or whatever who looking after the school then, they give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we will go there and whatever. They want
or
to
not
do
to
whatever.
Drink, just right? A little party for the kids.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, whatever. That's what he's talking about.
Get together
about.
Or
yeah.
something like
yeah.
that. So where would young men and women meet?
Forget it. No place. It does no such things.
Young men and women, they mean maybe from Georgia or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know some, you know, as again, we like Victoria, for example, and her sister, they married in Willow River. You know, they met those boys in there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
No, but you mean to go out.
No,
for
how they met, he said.
Yeah, that's in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe they
you
meet
know,
at church.
The
or
school or church, whatever, right? That's only.
You so. Mentioned that there was no church in Willow River and that you traveled to Giscombe.
Yeah.
What church is that?
Catholic Church.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Were there any daycares? I seen someone
no.
ask, but I didn't think
no.
so, no.
No. But at Willow River was a church. Don't say it wasn't.
Okay,
it
just
was
not
a
Catholic church.
No,
right.
It's not a Catholic, but was a church in there.
Anglican?
Mr. Brown. They had a church in there.
Free?
I don't know the name of it, but it was a church in there, but
was
not
a church.
Perhaps.
Maybe
yeah.
Anglican or United?
I know. What to call it, this one in Fifth and Foothill?
Fifth and Foothills.
It was a church in Willow River.
It was
yeah.
a church in there.
Okay.
I don't know
what
to call.
Yeah, Willow River had a church and Giscombe had our church because, you know, like Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eliza Lake, we had a church too, in that matter.
So you mentioned that there was a couple people on either side of your house here that that lived up that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are their names? Because we're putting together a list of people that we hope to interview in the future.
One is Carl Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Ferrarussi.
And she's up here.
She's, I think her address should be in Liard. And Carl Mitchell is in Manson.
Okay. Excellent. So this is pretty much at the end of the interview.
Yeah, I think that's enough, too.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you'd like to ask me or anything you'd like
no,
to ask?
No, not really, no. No, I mean, I hope you know what you what it's all about. What, I hope we can help you. We did help you out for what you...
I think so, yes.
...looking at you, so...
Yeah, can we contact you again if there's any questions that we come up with for you?
Well, I'll try to refresh my mind, if that's what you mean.
And do you have any memorabilia that you would be willing to lend us in, for instance, pictures, letters, or diaries?
Pictures of what, like?
This book could tell you quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can lend it to you, but I'd like to have it back.
Oh, of course.
And no. Pictures, well, yes, I can look for some pictures.
Okay.
Yes.
What I can
I
do
I say today.
is I can leave the number of my prof with you, Aileen Espiritu, and her phone number. And that
yeah.
way, if you do come up with something, you can give her a call.
Sure.
Okay.
So what you're looking for, pictures of where or what? More or less.
Any kind of pictures, I would
what
think they'd be interested
there.
In. Yeah, anything that you took when you were there.
Oh,
whether it's on the rail line or a family life
oh,
having
yeah,
a picnic.
Oh, yeah, oh,
or...
yeah, oh, yeah. She can help you with that way. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks very much.
Okay,
you're
thank
welcome.
You. I hope...